Aleishu Chelek Beis Tav Reish Ein Beis. The 10th chapter is entitled Ratzei Vashev. Chaim Eina Matzav Oymed Ala Tenuat Midis. Life is not something static. It involves motion, movement. Uchmoi B'chayi HaGuf, Kachu Gam B'chayi HaRuach. Just like that's true for the physical aspect, that motion and animation is part and parcel of being alive, so too in the life of the spirit, it's dynamic. Hazeichel Shah Shel Chayus Pnimis, a person has earned some moments of inner life, real life on the highest grade, Hayarotze Lamshich Shah Zeh Livli Leipared Mimena, would have wished to continue this without ever ceasing. Ilu Achayim Yurak Hargashah Tova, Hayaratzon Zeh Mutzdak. If life were about a good time, then this would be justified. One has some satisfaction and one wants to continue experiencing that without stopping. אבל חיים אין המרגשה, but life is not about a certain sensation, אלא תנועה, it's about growth and movement, ואי אפשר לעמוד במקום אחד, it's impossible to stand still. על שני עניינים יש לנו להסס את הדס בזה. In this context, we need to discuss two things. Number one, כל יסעלוס ברוחניוס מחייבס גם ירידה. Every growth in רוחניוס necessitates also a decrease, a decline. And number two, וחיוס רוחניוס מחייבס גם מעשה. Spiritual life obligates one to engage in deeds, in action. Let's consider. Paragraph Aleph. Kedei la'amod al oifanei hasagos ve'ha'arois. In order to ascertain certain things that are relevant to perceptions that we gain, when we grow and we perceive certain things, nilman kedarkeinu sugya b'gemara v'chagiga yud gimel, as is our way, will approach a sugya in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara begins by quoting a pasuk, I think in Yechizkel, V'chayos ratzei v'shev kimar'ei abazak, V'chayos ha'kodesh. Ratzei v'shev, which connotes to and fro, up and down, like the appearance of the bazak, which the Gemara will explain. First of all, Mai ratzei v'shev, what is this to and fro motion? Omar Rav Yehuda ke'ur ha'yetze mipi ha'kivshan. Rav Yehuda compares it to flickering flames, a flicker, and they return, and the flick and they return. Rashi explains, that's over shave. Moitzi ois reishan mitachas arakea natui lemale miroshehen. These chayos ha-kodesh peak above the heavens, which are above them. Vechoizrois umachnisei susan mimorai shechena bimhirus. And then quickly back, they retreat out of the awe. Kiritza v'shiva shelav yotze mipi ha-mazak. Like the flickering of a flame. The author explains, Chayos HaKodesh Misnasei Ois Lumas HaSerafim, of course from the Kedusha, Shehem Malachim Amdim Be'olam Yosei Gevoah. The Seraphim operate, exist in a higher world. Chayos HaKodesh are in a lower world. V'roitzes Gam Hen Lasig Mashu Barakia Shelemala Meinu. Chayos HaKodesh wish to attain that which is in the higher realm. So Moitzi Ois Rashehen, in order to perceive more, U'miyad Chayzeroi Sumachneseis Isan Mimura Shechena Ashura Lemala. And immediately they retreat because of the awe that exists in that higher realm. So we learn from them as follows. Kaasher Adam Zeichel Eze Hasaga. Shehi Be'emes Lemale Ma'amadagav HaMatzav Shelo. When a person earns some perception, some understanding, some insight, which truly is above his station at the moment, Hu tzarich miyad lachzor lematzavo ha'ikari. He needs to go to his main place, his main level. Ve'al yedame le'atzmo kivar yis'ala legamre l'arakesh elemale mimenu. And not imagine that he's already pulled himself completely to that realm which is above him. Ma yase? Of course, we're not saying to ignore this new perception, new idea. What should you do? Yamshich es hasagasoi lechayav hu lematzavo. He must take that perception and pull it. Yamshich, he must pull it into his life, into his circumstances. Ve'yivdoik kitzad hu yachol lachnis oisah el techeyav. Ascertain, is it relevant? And if so, how can I take this perception, this idea, this insight, and introduce it into my life on my level? Laze tzricha hasaga ila'is lo'ilid he'ara chadasha ha'matima la'matzavo ha'tmidi. Again, the same idea. This perception, which is perhaps above the person's level, must bring about he'ara, a well-considered comment, insight, which is relevant to his usual state. Im levi shinui katan b'midah, a small change in midah or conduct. אם לחזק במה שיש עבודה שבתורה התפילה, או somehow strengthen his עבודה, ויחד עם זה ישאף שוב להשגה חדשה. Together with this, by incorporating, together with incorporating this idea into something practical, he should still aspire to another השגה. ואם יזכה לה, if he earns that again, שוב יחזור ויוריד עיסה אל תוך חייו הרגילים. Once again, he must bring it into his ordinary life. ותהיה כך כל עבודה סדם. His עבודה should be along these lines, להרים ראשי ולהורידוי. Raise his head and lower it. רצוי ושיב, to and fro. השגה אילאיס תוליד הערה מעשיס. Some higher perception must give rise to a practical, literally a comment, a practical change. וחוזר חלילה, and then again, רצוי ושיב. כיצד מגיעים להשגה כזאת? How does one achieve such a perception that we're speaking about? גם זה נלמד במשך הגמרא בחגיגה. The same Gemara. מהי כמראה הבזק? The Gemara says, כאור היצא מבין החרסים. Again, like a flame flickering from between the shards. Rashi explains, דרך מזקקי זהב, the way of goldsmiths, לנקוב כלי חרס נקבים נקבים. They start off with an earthenware utensil and they pierce it, they make holes in it, וחויפי ניסוי על גבי גחלים שהזהב נסון בהן. They put it over the coals where they're working the gold, בסך קטישה שחרסים של לבנים על גבי חרס, with this powder made from crushed brick, ולאו יצא למעלה דרך נקבי הכלי. The flames from these coals, they go up through the holes that the goldsmith made in the earthenware utensil. We also see gvanim gvanim. It has different hues, like green flame, a blue flame perhaps, sometimes red. ותמיד יצא ונכנס. And again, to and fro, in and out. The author says, אם נבין מליצה נבואיס זויס, לפי פירוש רזל ורשי, נעמוד על מהלך נפלא. If we understand this prophetic turn of phrase, what יחזקה הוא saying, כמראה בזק, based on what חזל ורשי say, we'll ascertain here something wondrous. מזקקי הזהב מפרידים מססיגים שבזהב כששמים איזו באש. What the goldsmith is doing at this stage is to separate the dross from the gold through the action of fire, certain impurities. כדי להחזיק הסחוי מיטב, in order to preserve the heat, קויפים כלי על האש, so there's this earthenware utensil over the fire, ומנקבים היסוד כדי שיהיה לאש אוויר. It's pierced in order to provide oxygen. דרך נקבים אלה אוילס להבויס בגוונים שונים. Through these holes in the earthenware utensil, the flames shoot out, and they have different colors. אוילס יורדוס במהירות, they flicker very quickly. אולי אתה קורא כבר מנחש בעצמך משמעות המליצה הזאת עבורים. Perhaps you, the reader, already are racing ahead and you can guess what the significance of this image is for us. האם לא גם אנחנו בעבודה שלנו מזקקי זהב? Can we not be described in עבודה as goldsmiths? הזהב שלנו שאין מידי סן הטובס, the gold we possess, which is our good midos, שעלינו להפריד את הסגים מהן. We have to separate the impurities. That's a mixture of good and bad that's found in us. We need to separate them. וכיצד מזקקים, how does one purify the impurities? באש היסלעבוס בעבודה ומוסר. The fire, which is really the passion that pours into עבודה and מוסר. אך אש היסלעבוס צריכה שמירה. This power, this flame of passion, intensity, needs to be preserved. כדי להחזיק את החום של הזמן רב. To maintain the heat, otherwise it just burns out very quickly. The heat needs to be maintained. שלא יתיה יספאלוס לרגע ולשעה, so it's not to be just for a few moments, ותכבה במהירוס בלי להשאיר רישם, and then quickly flicker out without leaving any impression behind. זה כפי הסקלי. So in the mashal, that's putting on the earthenware utensil to preserve the heat. כיצד מחזיקים מסכו מי כפי הסקלי? So in the nimshal, how does one do that? Preserve the heat, the intensity, the passion? Answer, chazara meruba. When a person goes over the musar, berigshas anefesh, usara saruach, uvisvasayim delekois. This is, of course, a paraphrase of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, those famous words of his, that when one has learned the musar first analytically and understood it, then the chazara is done with passion, vizbonanus meruba, lehagi lemaskana lemaseh, until eventually one achieves a practical consideration, a practical conclusion. Ha'esh zekuka le'avir kedeliv oil. Fire needs oxygen to burn. ולזה מנקבים את הכלי, we said that's why the utensil is pierced. איש ההסלהבוס אין רק הסמרמרוס אל רוע המידס שיש להבידי מהתם שבנו. The fire of passion, of intensity, is not just a bitterness over the negative aspects of a personality which we want to separate from the good. Not only that. האוויר הזה היא המחשבה של הסלוס ורממוס. As we've said throughout the Sefer, this oxygen is also thoughts of growth, of greatness, of distinction. והידיעה הברורה שתיתכן היא סלוס והשגה סמלוס. And that clear knowledge that it's possible to attain good midos and to grow. מחשבה זו נסנס תנופה לעבידה סמידויס. This thought gives an impetus to the עבידה, שהיא זיקוק הזהב שלנו, which, again, it's our form of purifying gold. ואכן, דרך נקווי הכלי האלה אילוס על היבויס למעלה, indeed, through these holes, the flames pierce upwards, אילוס וירדויס, אילוס וירדויס, up, down, up, down. מתוך כל התהליך הזה, נולדויס ומשחדשי ססגויס יוסי גבויס מדי פעם בפעם. From this process, each time one gets insights that are greater and greater. וגוונים שונים יש ללהבויס הסגויס, and they have different hues, like we mentioned above. פעם גוון של אהבה. Once this insight will have a hue, a sense to it, a color of love. פעם גוון של יראה. Sometimes it will be a hue of יראה. פעם השגה בגלוס הבורר, פעם השגה ברוממוס האדם. Once it will be an insight, an understanding, a perception of the greatness of the Creator, sometimes a perception of the greatness of man. Zoi haderech lagi lehasagois. This is a way to achieve these hasagois, these higher level points. Davka mitoch choymis lavus avoida, from the heat and passion of avoida, lo yisagshus lesha, not some momentary excitement, ela yislavus primis ummoshiches, an inner, contained, and cultivated passion over a long period of time. Veloirak tsar v'yismemerus ala rashibanu, not through just negativity over the negative parts of us, elagam abat al harmemus shibitchum asagasinu, but also a gaze at the greatness which is within the realm of our abilities. Kazoi siderech ha'avida b'vchinas ratzoi v'shev. This is how avida looks with the aspect of to and fro. Adkan.